Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Internet Marketing brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And it's another interview today. Today, Kelvin is interviewing Stephen Kerrin of WebGains about affiliate and performance marketing. All coming up in Internet Marketing.
So, Stephen, can you tell us a little bit about WebGains and their background and how they came about and kind of how you came to join them and your experience previous to that to set the scene a little bit, Stephen?
Yes, well, WebGains is a European, predominantly a European network, although we do have a presence in the US. We are about 6 or 7 years old, and the majority of the senior management are from other networks, and myself from Trade Doubler. Julie is the head of affiliates. There's an affiliate window. And the two original founders, Peter and Robert, were both senior management at the affiliate window when they set up the company around 2006. We've currently got about 90 employees. Like I say, about, I think about 8 in North America, the rest mainly in Europe. We're headquartered out of London. And we're part of the Ad Pepper Group, campaign display and lead network.
Oh, okay. And, you know, for people who perhaps, you know, I know some of the listeners might not be kind of overly familiar with the kind of affiliate and performance marketing space. Can you kind of give us a bit of an overview of kind of, you know, who the major players are, how the relationships between different organisations work, and kind of, I suppose, the business sectors that performance seems to be leading on at the
moment? Yes. The main players in Europe are Commission Junction, who are actually an American company, Trade Doubler, Affiliate Window, and together, Linkshare, who are a North American company, Affiliate Future, AffiliNet, and ourselves. I think Trade Doubler, Affiliate Window, and ourselves are the only European-wide ones. Some of the other the companies are stronger in different markets. I mean, most of the networks would claim to have, you know, some hundreds of thousands of affiliates on their books, and what that means is that, you know, people that they engage with who have at one point logged on to the platform of any of these companies and have run advertising in any form, and some hundreds or thousands of, I mean, ourselves, we have about 2,000 clients. So some, you know, small thousands of clients each. And we, as a, you know, for listeners who don't understand, most of what we do is all about performance, and our affiliates earn money when users come on, click, make a purchase, and the affiliates earn a commission based on that, and the networks will then earn a commission on that commission, and that's known as a CPA.
Yeah, fantastic. And yeah, and it's the kind of, and the networks, that they kind of have a dual facing role, don't they, to a certain extent? They're kind of there to, you know, collate and collect the affiliates and kind of give them a platform to work with, but then similarly you're doing the opposite in the direction of the kind of the merchants as well. Is that kind of, and how does that tend to work on a basis? So kind of how for the merchants, kind of how do you go about recruiting them? What's that process look like, and what are kind of some of the things that they're looking for in a network?
Well, you're absolutely right. There's two. For the for all of the networks that have a platform, you know, we've all got different names for our platforms, and that is a place where merchants and advertisers can log in and upload their creatives and adjust their commissions and cookie periods and all the information about their programs. And on the other side, the affiliates log in and then look at this information and choose which programs to run and how they run it, what creatives they use. For us, our job is very much about making the programs attractive to the affiliates, giving them as much information as possible, making sure the APIs and feeds are there, making sure that all the creatives are up to date, all the offers are up to date, anything related to postage and packaging, or as we approach Christmas, people are interested in the last delivery and everything else. So then our job for our merchants is to make sure that we've got as many active affiliates as possible promoting their programs, getting them as many sales as possible. And we have, you know, in different markets, different types of affiliates that are more popular amongst users. We tend to find that the UK is slightly ahead than the other markets in terms of innovation. And we've seen things, a lot of people will be familiar with things like Nectar or Quidco or any of the other loyalty and incentive sites where they can go on and they generate the majority of the traffic.
And is there kind of that Pareto's law kind of thing that there are like a relatively small number of affiliates that tend to generate? I know there is the value in the size of that network, but does it tend to be that kind of for the merchants particularly that there's certain affiliates that are kind of responsible for, you know, quite significant elements of their CPA?
Well, this is something that I think if you sat in a sales pitch with any of the networks these days, they would talk to you about how they're trying to move away from that. I think the answer from 2 years ago would have been yes. But I know we pay a great deal of time and put a lot of emphasis now, certainly in the time I've been here, which is sort of 8 months, on both recruiting what we call long tail or content affiliates and rewarding them in more intelligent ways to avoid the break. Pareto's law, because I think, you know, there's a growing feeling amongst certainly the big advertisers that just being on a network to benefit from a handful of relationships with the big affiliates is easy, and they need more than that these days. They need recruitment around incremental sales, places where they could have got them before, people who don't use those type of incentivized or loyalty sites. Certainly as we, you know, the networks mature and the technology that we use to attribute commissions and the way that we with fractional attribution grow more mature, that certainly our ability to recruit those affiliates grows, and the 80-20 law becomes less and less so. And we're seeing that across all companies, not just our own.
And in terms of kind of for the merchants, so they, you know, when they come to you and they're kind of looking for those affiliates, you know, those relationships that you have, do you find that they tend to, you know, is there a preference that they have that, you know, that they're kind of going, okay, actually, you know, that we really want these long tail content ones? Is there kind of like, or is there far more kind of perhaps driven by the, you know, it's commercially and numerically driven, i.e. this is, you know, we want to be able to hit these numbers and we want to be able to get, you know, these additional sales that we wouldn't previously have had? Or is it actually we want this relationship with this type of website because it kind of, it becomes more than just about the CPA, then it's about the kind of the touching people at different stages of the buying.
Yeah, well, that's a very, very good question. And we're kind of halfway through developing tools to understand that more. As I said to you at the beginning, we're part of the AdPepper group and we've got all sorts of different types of networks. They're not pure networks, but different types of networks within the group that understand that. So the, you know, the purchasing funnel has become more and more important to the bigger advertisers now, where they want to be able to understand where their spend is working at the top of the funnel with awareness and display, right through to us. The, you know, getting them over the line at the bottom of the funnel in terms of you know, the loyalty and voucher sites and so on, and how they can benefit from mixing those things and understanding that the touch points, the expression you just used, is just right there, and where people are adding advertising value, you know, and obviously deduplicating against people who are perhaps not and understanding in a better way where they should spend their money. And I think we're seeing different types of networks before were very separate. We're starting to see through technology, and I think through some sort of acquisitions that over the last couple of years, that businesses are understanding that. And it, as I say, certainly for the big advertisers there, they need the networks to understand that and be able to supply technology and account management that, you know, makes their spending efficient.
And in terms of someone who isn't a merchant but potentially could be a merchant, i.e. they have products, you know, for sale that they're selling online and they've never really gone down this, you know, performance marketing model, is there particular things they ought to be looking out for, or, you know, things they need to have sorted their end before they can start to have these conversations with a network?
When we first study someone who approaches us or our sales team approaches, you know, we look at a website for the quality of the website, you know, the range of products, the conversion rate, the number of unique visitors. But we try and make an understanding. We've got some different techniques we use, which is basically just a simple equation that we apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
To understand whether an affiliate campaign be worthwhile for it. There's some things related to their ranking and you know, how they compare against the competition. But I think, you know, we've, like I said at the start, we've got 2,000 merchants against network. Now, those are not 2,000 brands. You know, a lot of those are SMEs who run very profitable affiliate programs through us, both locally and internationally, who are, you know, in large part people you've never heard of in niche areas. And I think, to answer your question, there's not a great deal. If you've got those things that I said about, you know, a reasonably sensibly converting site, a decent range of products, and a localized site, then quite quickly you can get tracking in place, and with a good program description and fair commissions on our platform, get affiliates promoting your program and earning money, you know, almost within, you know, 48 hours.
Which is kind of a really strong position to be in, isn't it? Because then it is that kind of, because it's paid on that performance basis, it is, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's not foolproof, because it isn't foolproof, but it certainly is a kind of, there's a level of certainty that can go into that perhaps there wouldn't be in other marketing channels. Do you think that, you know, it certainly helped the growth of the sector?
I mean, some people might not be willing to spend a great deal on a big paid search campaign. And in particular, it can be hugely expensive. The beauty, I think, of an affiliate campaign is if you found a niche, you've got the good products, I'm repeating myself, but you've got those things in place, then there isn't a great deal of upfront investment with an affiliate campaign. We can, there's some small setup fees, but they're not restricted. And, you know, any small business can get up and running quickly and earning money.
And so to take a shift and put it kind of across the affiliate side, you know, that I think in a lot of cases, affiliates kind of, they will sign up for a network, they'll kind of, you know, get their codes implemented, they'll kind of maybe, you know, have their tracking, you know, code in place. But that's kind of the extent of their relationship with the network. Is there kind of particular things that you think that that the networks are doing that affiliates perhaps who might have had a hands-off relationship with their network ought to know about, and, you know, kind of some of the interesting things that kind of is going on from an account management perspective?
Oh, we know that affiliates think about their EPC, their earnings per click, and whether they're going to use an affiliate campaign or they're going to run, you know, anything from Google, or they're looking at display or whatever it is. That's what they want to understand and earn the most money. So we've got to make those things attractive. I think, you know, the fact that we sometimes regularly have lots of offers from our merchants that they can't be found elsewhere is interesting, and they can earn a lot of money that way. The account management element we take very seriously. As I said, we've got Julie Wood as our head of affiliates, and we've got a dedicated affiliate team who see affiliates all the time. They present the programs to them. You know, it's not just, I mean, this is a people business. It's not just a platform to log into. We help them understand where they can earn the most money, where the programs are that are currently paying the most commissions and that are converting the best. You know, so we treat our affiliates as much as clients as we do our actual clients.
And I know that you've kind of been expanding over Europe over the last, you know, couple of months as well. Is there kind of any particular noticeable trends or patterns, or, you know, markets that are perhaps quite exciting, that, you know, performance marketing is just really starting to really take off?
Well, I mean, the obvious places, you know, India and Russia, we've investigated. We haven't gone into in a meaningful way yet, but we have in other ways, using sort of white labels and private programs, using our technology. And because we've got some, you know, very powerful international brands exclusively on web games, they expect us to do that. I think for us recently, the biggest move has been into Italy. We've seen a lot of growth there with the online market. That's because they were a little bit slower before, and it's really picking up pace. Certainly affiliate types, the affiliate types that are being used is improving as far as what we can see. A lot of the organizations in the UK have done well, have moved over there, so we've benefited from some of the relationships we've already got. People are starting to spend more on vouchers and cashback and other sorts of loyalty and incentivized sites. So we've seen, I think Italy is being the place for us to spend a lot of time. We've opened up in there recently.
And have you found that there's kind of, is there like a fair balance, you know, because you've kind of got like a pretty good balance going between the affiliates and the merchants in the UK. Is there kind of, in Italy, is there kind of a difference there? It's kind of like, do you have lots of merchants, perhaps a few less affiliates, or vice versa? Or is it kind of relatively, you know, the balance seems to be working quite well there?
Well, we're early days, Kelvin. We've gone over there with some of our big clients, most notably Nike recently. And we've started at the top. We're looking at the affiliates to begin with. We were at the IAB in Milan 2 weeks ago, and we're starting at the top. But we've got account managers, dedicated employees, doing the content recruitment that we talked about a few minutes ago. We've also, and one of the things I didn't mention, we've also developed quite a few internal tools about content recruitment, which our account managers use, and we'll be using those in Italy as well. These are relatively straightforward, but they're quite simply a matrices, you know, an online matrix of programs versus affiliates, and our clients can instruct us about who they want recruited, and we can report in very detailed ways about each contact that has been made for each program against each single affiliate. And, you know, we can set out, for example, that a client in Italy can say to us, okay, here's 100 affiliates that we'd like contacted. Perhaps we've sourced those. They are based on our top 100 top performing keywords, and we've picked out relevant 100 affiliates. We want you to contact those, and there's a number of ways that we can do that using this new tool. And I think, you know, to help us get away from this Pareto's law problem and give our clients more meaningful recruitment, we'll be using this tool more and more.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's interesting. But do you think kind of in most of the European markets now that there's kind of, you know, I've certainly got the impression that, you know, there was plenty of opportunities maybe in the past to kind of take what's been a successful affiliate site that's worked in kind of the States or the UK and kind of take those models and roll them out into different international languages or markets. Perhaps, and kind of, absolutely. You know, is there still opportunities like that, or is it kind of, it's actually maturing in most markets now?
Well, I mean, Denmark only recently allowed vouchers by law. You know, it was, you know, it's some weeks or months ago, I think. You know, there are still plenty of opportunities bouncing around for new types of affiliates. We've seen it with retargeting in the UK over the last 18 months. Mm. I mean, retargeting now, some of our programs has been, you know, so successful that it's become the one affiliate program sort of almost overnight. And we know in the other markets that they haven't even started any retargeting yet. So, you know, for example, there's still plenty of retargeting and remarketing. We're now in the UK doing more and more on pre-targeting. So, you know, it's just one of the enjoyable things about this business is it's changing all the time. And I know somebody cleverer than me will invent something else soon. And perhaps when we're having the conversation next time, we'll be talking about that technology. But certainly, you know, with our focus on Europe and the things that we benefit from learning being in the UK, we do bring those learnings to the other countries as soon as we can. And, you know, having good relationships with all the different account teams around Europe, you know, one of the things we're constantly sharing is that sort of knowledge.
Cool. Fantastic, Stephen. No, I think that's a great insight to the performance marketing and affiliate space. And I know that kind of I've been involved in the A4U conferences, and I know it's a really exciting space that's kind of really dynamic, and it never ceases to amaze me the interesting and, you know, ambitious stuff that people are getting up to in that space. So thanks very much for that.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, Kelvin.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150, and you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.